Arkansas lawmakers put in a long day filled with many procedural moves in order to pass a funding bill for the state's private option of Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. The biggest hurdle to the plan was getting the necessary 75% majority in both chambers for its funding appropriation, and that was what drove the procedural efforts to amend the bills.
What we're going to do is make a motion to withdraw Senate Bill 1020 from Public Health, bring it to our body. We're going to make a motion to expunge the votes by which it passed. If that is successful, then the House has requested 1020, so they're going to take it back.
That's Senator Jonathan Dismang, a Republican from BB and a sponsor of the private option bill that originated in the Senate, explaining part of the complicated process lawmakers would go through for the better part of the day to get just one more vote in the Senate to pass the plan's funding appropriation. It was a lot of work, but as Representative John Burris, a Republican from Harrison and a sponsor of the private option bill that originated in the House, quipped to colleagues on the House floor, there was something in it for everyone.
We need to expunge the vote. This requires two-thirds vote. I guess the easiest way to say it is if you were for the bill, this is a process that's going to make it a better bill. If you were against the bill, go ahead and vote to expunge the vote so you can try to kill it one more time.
It turned out the amendments gave Senator Missy Irvin, a Republican from Mountain View, the reassurance to vote for the plan by providing more clarity regarding the way the plan would be carried out.
That is a huge component for me. It's also a huge component for me that it explicitly states that this establishment of this program, that these employers will not be subject to these penalties. That goes to the idea of creating jobs in the state of Arkansas, and that goes to the protection that I think is needed and that needs to be codified in the statute.
With those amendments, the Senate moved forward with its vote on the plan's appropriation in front of public galleries that were still crowded at 7 o'clock at night. Senator Dismang told his colleagues the funding bill was written broadly enough that even though the enabling bill was amended, it did not also need to be changed. Speaking against the appropriation, Senator Jim Hendren, a Republican from Gravatt, echoed arguments brought against the plan in the House that it would contribute to the national debt.
I ask you to vote against this not because I don't think that folks have made a bad problem better. I ask you to not vote against this because I don't care about those in need. I ask you to vote against this because we can't continue to spend our grandkids and our grandkids' inheritance and future. Thank you.
Following Senator Hendren, Senator Hutchinson, a Republican from Benton, spoke for the plan and its appropriation, calling it a one-time chance for reform.
The only way we're ever going to rein in the size of government is to have a chance to reform the entitlement programs. And our entitlement programs, and Medicaid included, have every wrong incentive you can imagine and encourage abuse and encourage bad behavior. And I'm afraid to say we have one window, one opportunity to reform it, and it's right now.
The Senate passed the appropriation with 28 yeas to 7 nays. The plan's supporters had worked all day to get just one more vote, but in the end got two, having started the day with an expected 26 yeas, the appropriation needing 27. Following that vote, the Senate reapproved the private options enabling legislation with amendments, as did the House. Governor Mike Beebe spoke to reporters after the vote, saying it was an example of bipartisan lawmaking that should send a message to the rest of the country.
If there's a message, it's Republicans and Democrats, without regard to their party labels, can figure out what's in the best interest of their people and go solve a problem and do something for the benefit of their constituents. And that's really what this is all about.
And the rest of the country has been watching the development of Arkansas's plan to take advantage of the federal money available through the Affordable Care Act for Medicaid expansion. Now, approval is needed from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which will have the final say on the plan. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.